This is Al Nava here for the FightGame.TV. I'm here with Quinn Rampage Jackson. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. We're here at King of the Cage again. Rampage, what's new with you? And what are you doing? What are your new projects you have, man?
Man, right now I take some time off, you know, so I'm going to come back and learn some new moves and stuff. But I'm doing movies right now. I just did a movie called Bad Guys. Don't confuse it with Bad Boys. This is Bad Guys, you know. Go to badguysthemovie.com. Check it out. They got me the big black jab. I'm there and a twin brother, you know, so I get shot, bah, 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 you know. But then, you know, since twin brother come back and do his thing, I put it down. And I'm going to be in this movie called Confessions of a Pit Fighter. All you MMA fans want to go over, watch this fight, man. We got a good star in there. His name, Hector. I can't pronounce his last name because it's a Mexican last name and it's very hard. I never heard it before. And so come down and support us with that. Because, you know, so we try and blow this sport up with pit fighting. You know, where else can you find such fighters as the ones over here?
Oh, you got me that time.
They put it down for everybody. Come support us.
Quinn, man, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. You always have something new. Your past 5-7 minutes, how you expected. Have you been training any different than then, or have you been learning, like you said, a couple of new moves?
Well, I haven't really started my training just yet because I just got to where I can start, around when working. But I tapped out Rico Rodriguez in Mexico yesterday. Yeah, and Ivan Salaberry, he couldn't tap me out. I almost tapped him out, but then, you know, they had to start doing a seminar. So, you know what I'm saying? I was this close to tapping out Ivan Salaberry. So, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing my thing, but this is the weirdest thing, man. This injury for me was a blessing in disguise. There's no way I could have done this movie if I was still in the tournament. I would have said no, turned down the movie, and did the tournament. But it's a blessing in disguise. My coach don't see it that way, but the movie is going to be a lot more bigger than the tournament ever will be.
Talking about your coach, we know nobody's ever disappointed at their students, but he expected you to keep going more, or you felt the injury? Did he know you were injured at that time?
I don't know what's going on. I don't understand, you know what I'm saying? Some people think that you can win them all, and some people you know what I'm saying, are more in touch. And some people are more in touch with reality where, you know, you can't win them all. If the world's not perfect, you know what I'm saying? If it was perfect, every fighter would be undefeated.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? If there's one fighter that's undefeated, I don't respect them at all.
Do you expect to train harder for this? Coming up, you're doing some movies now.
Yeah.
Going back into fighting, I hope.
My plan is to come back and be champion, you know. I want to be champion, but first I got to get some training partners, you know what I'm saying? And I gotta get my coach fired back up to start back pushing me hard, because, you know what I'm saying, I think my coach was burnt out a while ago. And I noticed after Team Punishment broke up, you know, so I think he kind of got burnt out, because we was all like family.
Yeah.
And he probably got burnt out. You know, his heart wasn't that much anymore. And looking back now, I can tell that I wasn't training as hard as I used to train back in the day. So everything add up, you know what I'm saying? All you Christian haters out there, shut your mouth. Y'all know what the hell you talking about. You know what I'm saying? People say, oh, since he become Christian, he been losing fights. And when you didn't even ask to see, what's going on in his training camp? Who he got to train with? Stuff like that. You know, I can say all my training partners' name and you guys wouldn't know hardly in them.
Now that you see yourself back and you see, okay, well, I should have been training a little bit harder, or I was training in the beginning harder, do you expect to train harder now?
Oh yeah, hell yeah. Before, I had a problem with pushing myself. I couldn't push myself. That's why I paid my coach to push me. That's the type of person I am. Everybody not like that. Some people can push themselves, like Tito, he can push himself a lot, but me, I can't. That's why I choose to pay people to push me. But now I gotta start pushing myself, you know what I'm saying? I have to. It's because when I found out now, I'm the one that gotta fight. I'm gonna be in the ring by myself. And I learned, when you get hurt, nobody give a damn, really. Who cares when you hurt? Nobody, as long as it ain't them. I even feel that way. Sometimes when I see somebody, damn, I'm glad it ain't me. You know, yeah. Nobody give a damn when you get hurt.
Yeah. So now, the injury that happened, did you feel it right away? Was it something that he made contact with, or was it just like some freak? Oh, here we go. Danny right here.
Thomas Denny, the camera whore.
I'm more of a camera whore than Quinn Rampage Jackson is. Look, I still got in here.
So
that's like the third time he done interrupt my interviews with us.
Now, last time you beat him up, I think.
Yeah. Now since I'm Christian, I let him slide.
So, did you feel when he hit you right away that it was a punch or a kick that hurted you?
It was a knee. I felt it. I felt it. I underestimated Shogun, and God humbled me. Never be up here. Always be right here. Stay humble, or God will humble you. I learned my lesson. And he gonna get on me harder than he get on anybody else, because I should know. You know what I'm saying? I should know. I know what God all about. I should have known. The first thing I said when I watched this one fight, I said, oh, he can't hurt me. And that's all I did, just watch one of his fight. He hadn't fought nobody. The biggest name he fought to was Babalu, and he lost to him. I was like, oh, this kid can't hurt me. But then it happened. That's the way it go.
Yep. So everybody learns, huh? Rampage, it's always a pleasure, man. Thanks a lot. Hope to see you back in the ring, and we'll see you in some movies, right?
Damn right. TheFightGang.tv. Over and out. Yeah, dude.
All right. Good.
Muy bien.
Muy bueno.
Muy bien.
Muy bueno.